Welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine, and we continue the series in this podcast on What Saith the Scriptures. And the book that we're to look at today is the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel, the third in the order of the greater prophets, was a contemporary of the later years of Jeremiah, himself a priest, the son of a priest named Buzi. He was taken captive during the reign of Jehoiachin, 11 years before the destruction of Jerusalem, and carried to Babylon, where he exercised his prophetical office among his captive brethren. His functions as a prophet commenced, as narrated by himself, in the 5th year of his captivity, and continued at least to the 27th year, probably later. He is supposed to have been murdered at Babylon by one of the Jewish captives. Unlike Jeremiah, he seems to have been a man peculiarly fitted in his personality to be a prophet of God to such a stiff-necked and rebellious people. The threatenings and judgments which he was called upon to deliver lost nothing of their force when proceeding from his lips. His stern and unbending nature, his hearty abhorrence of the sins of which the people were guilty, and which he so forcibly exposed, make him an unsparing instrument. His ministry, until the fall of Jerusalem, consisted of appeals to repent, whilst yet there was time, with assurance that God was ready to pardon. Afterwards he administered the consolations of the promised return, and a peaceful enjoyment of their own land when they had, through punishment, been purified from their sins. He was also, like his predecessors, the messenger of judgments to the surrounding heathen nations, predicting their destruction at the hand of the Assyrian king. Although resident in Babylon, his prophecies are directed to the people at Jerusalem and accord with those written by Jeremiah at the same period. The time span of Ezekiel's prophetical work was around 595 to 573 BC. Trust that this short outline of Ezekiel and a wee bit of his life was of benefit to you. This is a podcast from the Wicketgate, www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thank you for listening.